Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez. God bless you for tuning in to our broadcast. And I think maybe we got this right. We are blessed to be here. We are blessed to be a part of this broadcast. And we are excited. We're excited that we are able to do this and excited that we're able to be in front of you again. And guess what? We are here. Finally, we got everything running, I believe, correctly. I'm going to have faith that it's going out. And if you are listening here, and we're starting an hour early because I got the time wrong on this crazy. We are in Central Standard Time. So if you were planning to listen to us at 4 o'clock, which I did not put 4 o'clock, I put 2 o'clock, and we're in Central Standard Time. And I need to work on that. I did that from the app. And I'm using this new system, Podbeam. And, you know, it's hit or miss on this browser. I got to admit that. And hopefully we get some listeners today because that is a mistake on my part of not putting the scheduled time correctly on there. But welcome to the show. You're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. My name is David Yanez, your host, and I'll be with you for the next hour. On Tuesdays, we can do a two-hour show. On Thursdays, we do an hour show. And depending on our schedule, because we have to do editing as well. We have a television editing that we got to get done, and then it's also Thursday is also my prayer day. Not that I stay all day praying myself. No, my day that I pray for the people that have requested stuff online and stuff like that. So that's what Thursdays are usually. And so I do an hour show. It fits the schedule. It fits the time that we work. And it just works for us better. Now we're gonna get more fluid as we get used to everything. We gotta turn on. There's like 4 buttons I gotta press, and I gotta control the music, and I gotta control the sound. So it's not like we have an engineer here. In fact, my volume is a bit high, so let me fix that real quick. And we're just gonna there. That looks good on both meters. Yes, it does. So we're seeing everything looking good. I am missing one thing, but I think I can reach it from where I'm at. And hopefully we can do this right. There we go. Okay. So anyway, how was your New Year's? How was the things going on? Did anything happen that you need to let us know? Any blessing come in on your side that we said to contact us, let us know what God did for you. We did a wonderful prayer on faith, and during that prayer we believed. And I'm gonna tell you something that came in for us, and it's a blessing to see that coming in. And yes, we are live. I can hear it. Praise God. Sorry, I have to monitor it that way as well, but we had a blessing come in that really blessed. Let's start off with prayer first. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you that you're with us. We thank you that your anointing is here. Father, we remember the prayer request from last week, Lord, this week, Lord, that we prayed for several people, and we're excited because we know that you touched them, that you moved in their lives, and we believe that they were healed. We believe that they were healed. We believe that you moved in a powerful way and ministered to them, Lord. Father, we thank you for the people that are listening now. Father, they get the alert that we started an hour early, which is actually on time. I do not know why, Lord, it said 4 o'clock when we're 3 o'clock and Eastern and 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. We will work on that, Lord. And Father, we just pray right now that your power touches them, that the anointing, your anointing moves in a great way, changes their life. And Father, we believe right now that feet, I can feel it right now. Someone's foot right now is being healed. In Jesus' name, their left foot, I can feel the heat hitting my left foot right now. Father, we just believe that healing is manifesting right now, that they jump on the chat line to let us know, or they contact us through Messenger and let us know that was them. but that they are healed in Jesus' name. And God is saying hearts are going to be healed right now. Now, I don't know if that's a physical thing or that's an emotional thing. You know, around this time, you see the craziness that's happening in this world. Around this holiday time, and we're in the week of the new year. This is the first show of the new year that we're doing. And guess what, my friends? You have brought me back to the microphone because I will commit to Tuesdays and Thursdays, at least an hour show, at least an hour show on those days, maybe 2 hours on Tuesday, and depending on if I can get some interviews in and stuff so we can be able to carry the show. And it's also dependent on your activity. You send me some prayer requests. Send me a few hearts on this Podbeam, if you listen to Podbeam here. And if you're listening on Rev Media TV, go to Messenger. This is an interactive show. Go to Messenger, and we're gonna believe that you're gonna join us in Messenger. I have my phones are open right now, that I can actually I have Messenger open on one phone, and it's you have to go through David Yana's Ministries page, not my personal page. If you do send on personal page, I may find it. But if you go to David Yana's Ministries, we'll see that request, your prayer request come in. I am making sure my stuff is rolling here. And since I'm on this, I'm going to let everybody know we're broadcasting. Praise God. Amen. We're broadcasting right now. And we're just believing God that God is going to do some miraculous things. And God is going to heal. God is going to heal everything that you need in your life. You know, I was praying. I see a lot of people prophesying online. And that's wonderful. That's wonderful to see people prophesying online. But mentioning this year for this and this year's for that. Now, I don't count myself as one of those prophetics that do that. I don't. And like I've told you before, if you heard the first show that we did, I tell you, I do operate in that gift. And I tell you what, it's a good gift. It's a very good gift. And I see it happening more and more in my ministry. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just getting comfortable with that, to adapt it more throughout the whole event that I do. My focus is healing and miracles because that is what brings souls to the kingdom of God. Even you know the love that we have for man. The love that we have for man has to, and I'm going to say again, has to outweigh anything we want to accomplish in our life, anything that we want to see done. The love to see souls come to the kingdom of God is important. It's the measure of a man is his heart for the people of God. And that is what I'm saying right now. I'm not saying prophets don't have that. I'm just saying for me, my love is for the people to see the power of God move in wondrous, wondrous ways, an anointing that breaks yokes. I can give you plenty of Igniter of Faith shows Igniter of Faith testimonies, which I have of some. I think we have 30 or so that we have, and we recycle and we use them often, as if depending on what the Holy Spirit takes us to, as far as when we're ministering here. But what I have to say is that I know for a fact that God moves and heals. And I see the tremendous work that God does. Recently, we started doing healing services in Kingwood. And I was looking at the pictures. And I'm going to release this video in a few minutes. And you can watch the video and still listen. If you put this on Podbeam, or even if you're listening to on Midwatch, it'll pop up on a separate window on your phone or on your device, and you can still watch the video, which just has music in it. There's no verbiage in it, just mainly music. And it is 158, I forgot the number, pictures of the year of 2024 with David Yana's Ministries that my sponsors and my friends that pray for me as well, that you are part of this 2024 salute to thank you and say, hey, I know that God is moving with your ministry. And I want to say thank you very much to each one of them. I'm going to release it at the maybe at the half hour. We'll release. How about we do that? We release it at the half hour, and I'll go to break as well, and make sure I put it on online as well. So at 2:30, we're gonna release that. We're gonna see this video. It's gonna be the premiere. It's just a 5-minute video, but let me build it up, please. Let me build it up. It is the premiere video of our ministry, and it's just pictures. It's not even video, but it is a video of it's something that you're going to be blessed with. It takes you from Dubai to Mexico to Argentina, photos of places I've been and the events mainly. I mean, I could have put 500 pictures if I put pictures of food and pictures of like buildings and stuff and just the landscape. Maybe I'll make a second one. Maybe I'll do that right now. But I want to tell you this. God is able to change the things in your life. I'm back to the prophetic. I have seen God do some amazing things, and I usually walk in the prophetic part, usually during the preaching, when I'm preaching. And I mean, when I'm praying, when I'm walking the line to pray for people, you know, there's hundreds of people in line, sometimes 30 people, sometimes more than 100. And we make these long lines. I'm talking long lines. I have a picture on my Facebook page. If you see that, the long lines of the people that we pray for. And I'll put a picture up in a little bit during the break. I'll try and find a picture to post up there. But what I want to tell you is this. In that time that I'm walking and I'm praying, and I really never noticed, I just would just feel to tell someone this. In the time that I walk and minister, I will get a word, and in that, and I would give that to that person. But it's not like I'm trying to pull it up or bring it together. It's as I'm praying for them, I just start telling them things. Now it just rolls out. It just rolls out right off the tip of my tongue. And I was in Louisiana one time, and I prayed for some people, and I kept going and going. And Pastor Jack pulled me aside afterwards and said, "Man, you really were on it today. Your prophetic was going." I go, "Prophetic?" I go. "I don't really work in that, Pastor Jack." And Pastor Jack says, "Yes, you do. Everything you told everyone today was exactly what they were going through. I'm their pastors. I know it. I'm their pastor. I know it." And he goes, "And you just went. You went all the way through each time, hitting it right on the nail." And I'm like, "Really?" And he goes, "Now you're going to prophesy. Now God's going to show you when and how to use it, and God's going to build that. But the Bible says the sons and daughters will prophesy. So it's a given. It's going to happen. It's going to manifest in a way or produce in a way." And I got to tell you this, I've been working and going and doing more of that here and there. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. But like I said, I know the gift that God's given me. And my mother and my brother both are prophetic. They have words of knowledge. When my mother was alive, it was hard to hide from her. Because she would, when you were growing up, she'd know everything before you got home. Now she either had a good spy or she was very prophetic. She knew everything I did. Anyway. I know that gift's in my children. I see it, and I've seen them use that gift at times. So it's a blessing to see that. And I know that I just got to accept and do it more as well. But I see a different way that God's going to use it with me. And I'm not going to announce what that is. It's a different way that God's going to use it with me. And I'm appreciative of that. I'm very appreciative of that. New Year's, let me tell you what happened. Remember we prayed that prayer, and if you need to listen to it, it is on day 5. This is day 6 of our show, this holiday show that we're doing. This is going to, the theme's going to end after this week. We're still raising funds. We're still putting together funds to do the things that we have to do. We need to raise $10,000, but let me tell you what God did. Remember we prayed that prayer. Remember we spent a good portion of the last segment. I was in play, I think Reinhard Bonnke, but I decided to hold that for today. And I was about to do that when the interview that I had with Reinhard Bonnke, I was in play that. And I even built it up to do that. And then I just said, you know what? I'm not going to do it because I believe one gentleman or one person asked for prayer for their finances. And I'm like, well, you know, I felt to go ahead and I said, we're praying for you. But then I said, you know what? And we even did a small little prayer for him on the air. We did a short prayer, not small, a short prayer. I think all prayers are big. Amen. And I said, well, maybe, you know, I felt in my spirit just to go in and give a teaching. So I gave a teaching on some of the things I've heard from other ministers and I've studied. And I said, and I told you, I've Charles Capps, Kenneth Hagin Sr., and Gerald Davis. I listened and watched their videos. I've listened and I've read their books. And Gerald Davis happens to be a good friend of mine. And he taught on the biblical principles as well. Now, but I said, Lord, and this is what I said on day five. I said, Lord, I want to have my own revelation of this. I want to have my own revelation of this. I want it to be me. I want it to be something you show me. Because you see, years ago, I was in Laredo, which guess what? I got a call to go back to Laredo, Texas. We're going to do a week or 2 weeks of just services in every church for like 10, 12 days. We did it last time. I was tired, but I was full because they fed me tacos. Hallelujah. And I enjoy those tacos over there. They got the best tacos there. Beans, rice, fresh homemade tortillas. Oh my goodness. I got to make sure I stay at a hotel that has a treadmill to keep the pounds off. But I'm telling you this right now. I'm being honest with you when I tell you. I said, God, I want my own revelation. You know, sometimes you have to ask for your own revelation on a matter. It could be healing. It could be finances. Now, God revealed to me on healing many, many years ago, and I have a gift of healing, and I see many, many people healed. But he gave me a revelation. He gave me a revelation on the coin and the fish. Remember the story about Jesus? Well, you want to listen to the whole testimony on that? You're going to have to go all the way back to day five and listen to that. You're going to have to go all the way back to day five to listen to that. But anyway, in a short teaching, I taught that you have to, let's see how that goes. You have to be able to do what you have to do in faith. Do what you have to do. Trust God. Trust God that he's going to do the things that he's going to do. Trust God that he's going to bless you in what you do. Basically, that was a teaching that the fish and the corn, he sent the fishermen to go do this. He didn't send anyone else. And these fishermen knew how to fish, and they knew where to go, and they knew what to do. God, Jesus gave them instruction, and it showed two things. You do what you're supposed to do, what you're good at, and God's going to bless it. Because he said our hands are blessed, amen? He said everything we touch are blessed. He said he will bless the work of our hands, and I taught that. And the other thing was that Jesus demonstrated, and a lot of theologians will teach it this way, that Jesus taught his authority, even over the animals, that he was able to cause one to bring a coin to them. But it also teaches you of his prophetic, his prophecy, his knowledge, and his the gift that he had in the prophetic as well, that he knew a fish was there. I mean, a coin was there in the fish. But what it also demonstrates is that Jesus proved to us that everything we need in finances. Now listen to me. Everything you need in finances, is that how I said it? Everything. That's because I'm writing at the same time. You need in finances. Okay, I got that one right. Is right here on the earth already. Now the Bible says, I told you this before, that he said the scripture says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's in Psalms. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. In other words, everything here belongs to God. God even states in his word that all the gold, all the silver, all the diamonds, all the rubies, all the treasures of the world belong to God. And we can go on, the beast of the field. Oh, imagine these Arabian horses, thousands and hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars for these horses. They all belong to God. Are you getting what I'm saying? So this is the teaching I taught on last Tuesday, Christmas Eve. And I'm telling you this because this is very important for you to get. This is very important for you to get. That the power of God, that the power of God that God gave, the authority for finances, the authority for bringing what we need in, that authority he gave to Adam. He gave all of this creation to Adam. Now we all know about the fall. And then when the fall happened, guess what? The prince of this world is what the word says, and that is the devil. The devil has his hands on what God has given us. This plan was cursed. And now when you pray, and I taught this, we did a teaching on this real quick. Then I said, we need to tell the devil to let go of what is ours, to let it go. Now, Kenneth Hagin teaches that he got up one time and said, his very first revelation of this, he said, devil, you let go of my money. You stay away from my money. Charles Capps teaches you have to keep pronouncing that you're blessed. The Bible says in the Word, the Lord takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Abraham's blessings are mine. These are some of the things Charles Capps puts in this little book. I read that. And so this was my revelation. And Gerald Davis teaches that you cannot outgive God. That no matter what you do, you cannot outgive God. And it teaches about sowing and reaping, which we all know. And that I think Gerald's teaching differs from everyone else is because he teaches about the fields. About there's a field. There's a field that I can probably do the teaching. But anyway, that there's a field that we tithe, and that's God's field. But then we give God 10%. And we're sowing it to God. Amen. We give him our 10%. And then there's our field. I may be chopping this up, but then there's our field. And that tithe gives us access to that field. And anything we plant above the tithe is in that field. And those finances will come to us from that harvest from there. Because God's 10% is his. That's his harvest. But the harvest that we put in our offerings and our extra gifts, that is where we get 100%. That is where we get 60, 70, 80, 100%. Anyway, this is all the teachings I know of giving. But I wanted my own revelation. God gave it to me with the fish and the coin. I was sitting in my bedroom when God gave it to me. And I was praying immediately that things would change. And some finances came in. I mean, in fact, I think right after that, two or three things came in real quick. And I said, oh, we're all good. But no, there's something I want to teach you today. There's something I want you to get today on the giving principle. And that is this. It's not enough. It's not enough to do the prayer alone. And there's something that comes along with this prayer. And we did that the other day. After you pray, and I've had this happen 3 times. And this is the 3rd time it happened. And the first 2 times that I had finances come in, you ever get those scams on Facebook or on an email or a text? Well, this was in my Messenger. They cloned my friend's account and they said, hey, David, I was thinking of you. This was a year ago. A year ago, before New Year's Eve 2023, a year ago. I have a friend, and we're friends. We're on Facebook, and we chat here and there. But I've known him and his family for a while on ministry, but we really never hang out. I wouldn't say it's a friend that I hang out with, okay? But it's a friend, and if there's a difference, I don't know. And anyway, I got a messenger from him. I was needing to pay something back, but I was also needing to pay my bills. Someone sent a ministry gift to us, but they mistakenly put too much, one extra zero when they deposited. It wasn't, their handwriting was real sloppy. And if I was the teller at the bank, I would have put the extra zero as well. Anyway, that money was, say, okay, it was $2,500. They're supposed to put $250. immediately when I seen this online, I texted him and told him thank you. And then I said, did you mean to get, I didn't know if, how I should approach this. I said, hey, did you mean to put $2,500 in? And or is it 250? And then they were crazy. Well, you know, not bad, but just why did you cash the check? And I'm like, I didn't cash it. Y'all deposited it. So I had no, my hands were not even on this. And they said, no. I go, when it clears, I'm going to send you a check. So I went ahead and sent them a check. Well, I didn't have all the funds to do the ministry because I had to put that money back in. And it was the day before New Year's Eve. It was on the 30th. That evening, in the evening, I got a text. And on that text, the text said, hey, David, it's good to hear from you. I was thinking about you tonight. And it sounds so close to real. I'm going to send you a gift for $2,500. And I'm thinking, wow, God answered my prayer, right? No. I looked at it a little longer and I go, wait a minute. My friend doesn't talk like this. And I'm not going to tell you the friend. He's never sent money anyway to me. So why is he going to send money out of blue? Yeah, I could believe God did this and I would have reacted. Then I'm like, well, I just put, well, go to my website and donate. They go, well, we're trying to, if, how about you send us this information? You're going to get a code. And I quickly realized I was being scammed. And I quickly ended the conversation because they're asking for information. And that's it. And I reported them. And I just left it alone. But the thing is, you see, the devil tried to go and cause more hurt to me than I was already going through. And I'm going to tell you this. You got to preach things are going to be okay, even when things aren't okay. You're going to have to smile when you don't want to smile. You got to believe in what God told you, and you have to stand with it. You got to go with it because you are God's soul. You are God's light. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Now, what I did was I didn't get upset. I didn't get mad. I started to laugh. Can we say joy? Can we say joy? And I said, you know what? That devil tried to even steal more from me. That devil's a liar. And he's trying to steal more from me. I said, I am not going to allow that to happen. I got up and I think my words were, that's it. That's it. God's going to bless me. Because in that instant, in that second that text came across, my faith was, it raised. You know, your faith, the Bible says that there's low faith, right? There's little faith. There's some faith. There's no faith. There's full of faith. And there's great faith. It's in the Bible. Different parts of faith that where you could be. And I believe that I was at great faith at that second. That I said, all right, God did it. But guess what? It was a hoax. It was a scam. But guess what? There's a good ending to this story. And we're going to break in a minute. And that hoax was that I didn't let it stop me. I stopped the hoax. It was done. But guess what? Faith was released. Remember the last few shows, I said you have to ignite your faith. Well, faith was released. I was believing already. I wasn't, listen to this. I wasn't worrying. Worrying will keep the blessing from coming in. I wasn't worrying. I said, God's going to bring it. I don't know how. From low to a high of faith. Maybe even great faith. Maybe full of faith. But I had it. And I said, God has this. God has this. I'm not going to worry about it. God is going to some way bless me because the devil tried to steal from me again. And the Bible says, if the thief be found, he must return sevenfold. I said, in Jesus' name, I will be blessed. Well, the next day came. I don't know what I was doing because I wasn't near my phone. It was in my office. And I'm doing other things. I'm not worrying about the check that I sent that's going to take all my funds out. But I got to pay them back. I'm a man of my word. And if they didn't mean to put that gift to us, then I don't want to hold it back. I don't want to hurt them. So I want to make sure that I'd rather go through a hurt than put them through a hurt. Okay. So I'm not worried about it. I'm not even thinking about it. I mean, it's New Year's Eve. I wasn't cooking that day. I think we had Chinese food, I'm sure, and air or something like that. But either way, I'm just doing something in my office or hanging out with my adult children. My children, they're adults now, all of them. And I'm like not even thinking of it, not even worrying about it, not even concerned about the bills that can't get paid. In that day, I'm just going about. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm just going about. And guess what? At 4:30, and I had to pay something that day. Have you been there? I had to pay something that day. And let me tell you this, and I believe the Lord just told me to type this. So someone is out there. God will heal your finances. 2025. At 4:30, I just went to pick up my phone to check if anyone texted or called. And guess what? Our donation software that we have emailed me. Someone gave $2,500 on the last day. God blessed us. 2023, the last day. It was early in the New Year's Day. I was able to take care of all the little things that I take care of and not worry about not having any money in the bank. We're going to go to break real quick. I'm going to finish this story. I'm going to tell you what happened when we come back. When I say we're going to go to break, that means I'm going to play you a wonderful testimony. And we're going to play you know what? I owe y'all Reinhard Bonnke. Let's play Reinhard Bonnke. Now, I told you I was on the stage when I found that he passed. And that was something that I wasn't expecting. And, you know, to be walking the stage and get a text from a friend and he passed. So we weren't close friends by any means, but I met him a couple of times and we talked. And we talked over the phone and over Skype. I think it was Skype that we did the interview. But here's the interview. I don't know if I played it the other day. It's a short interview, but it'll be a blessing. We have a very special guest who I've been really just speaking to just a few minutes right now, but really talking about him the whole half hour. Mr. Reinhard Bonnke, how you doing, sir?
Very, very well. Thank you so much. Happy to have this opportunity.
Amen. Well, we're excited to have you. We have a lot of listeners that were excited and were tweeting and Facebooking to us, letting us know that they're going to be hearing the show. And brother, just tell us what's on your heart before we jump into the interview. What are you doing right now in the States? And then we'll jump into your book and stuff.
Yes. Primarily we are having our gospel crusades in Africa. When I say we, I speak of Christ for All Nations, the ministry. And God has blessed them in a way that is beyond what shall I say, everything that has possibly ever happened before. Millions of people have received Jesus Christ as their Savior, and I'm very happy about that. Now I'm living in the United States, and God spoke to me that He had sent me to America, not just for America to be the offering plate for Africa, but also for America's sake. This blew me out of the waters, and I started with a crusade in a small town in Florida with 14,000 people, and lo and behold, I had in every service 5,000 people. So that really got me going for God. A few months later, we had a gospel crusade in the Amway Center in Orlando, and that huge center was filled with people. People got saved. It's unbelievable. And we are now preparing for Miami in July, for Greensboro, North Carolina in September, and in Long Island, New York, the Nassau Museum in November this year. And next year we will have six stadium crusades across the U.S. I always say I dug out the trumpets that brought down the walls of Jericho. And I have cleaned them up, I have repaired them, and now with all my might, I'm going to blow faith across America and the news, the wonderful news that America will be saved.
That is amazing. And I know that you're a man of prayer. What do you see that is needed most in America? I know Jesus, but I mean, what is the prayer life not there, or is there something that cause I've been about several churches this year, and two-thirds of every church that I go to come up to their altars, and they just need a touch from God, like something amazing that they need. And I'm sure you're seeing that plenty of places where you go. But what do you see the biggest need is?
Well, the biggest need, I'm an evangelist, so I may be biased. prayer is also important. It all interacts. It all interacts. Without prayer, nothing goes. But I see the need for clear, crystal clear gospel preaching. I call it the ABC of the gospel. There is so little of it. No fisherman will throw out the net without pulling it in, at least expecting one fish. And in many, many churches, they preach and throw out the net and never pull it in. There is no altar call. I believe America will respond to the preaching of the powerful gospel in Jesus Christ, which is accompanied by signs and wonders.
That's amazing. That's what I've been telling people as well, that we just got to preach Jesus and believe in the cookie cutter faith that's out there. We need to just let God move in the service and change people's lives, that the sermons have to just reflect the Lord. Now, when you came to the United States, I know it was a decision that you had to ask God for a sign. Tell us about the God just stirring your heart and coming to the United States.
Yes, my ministry, my background is German. I'm an American citizen in the meantime. I love America. I lived in Frankfurt in Germany at that time. It's just over 10 years ago. And we had a big gospel crusade in Nigeria. And somebody had asked me, pleaded with me, a pastor, to be present at the opening of his big church, and then cut the ribbon as it is customary there. And although I don't do these things, and I don't have time for that, but because he was such a dear friend, I said I will do it. So I went to Nigeria. I went one day too early, and I thought I had a full day just to pray. And something was very much on my heart. My team asked me to move to America for the sake of our film series, which we were doing at that time. We call it Full Flame, but it really is the heart of the message that burns in my spirit. the service for God and yield it to the Lord, and step by step how one can come into this a kind of ministry. And I said, I'm not just moving. I have never moved in my life just because I thought so. I need to hear from God. So I was in Lagos, and I was in the Lagos Sheraton, and I prayed the whole day. In the afternoon, I thought I had peace in my heart, but I still had no answer. And I said, Lord, I've never asked you for a sign for myself, but I'm asking you for a sign right now. If you want me to move to America, then do something in my ministry that I have never seen before. The next day, early in the morning, I traveled to Unicha to that church opening, and there were 12,000 people present. And while I was preaching there, they brought in a casket with a man who had been dead for 3 days. The doctor had issued the death certificate. The mortician was there because he had embalmed him. The wife was there. Members of the family were there. And 12,000 witnesses were there. And while I preached and prayed, that man jumped out of the coffin. It shook that place. It shook that tent. I have never seen anything like it, because this miracle was so well documented. We have all the documents that there is. Afterwards, you know, the man who was raised from the dead went back to the doctor who issued his death certificate, who shook his head and said, well, I can't explain. I don't know. The mortician was a real heathen. You know, an animist. He became saved, gloriously saved. Today, him and his whole house saw the Lord, and I heard that he is an evangelist, by the way. So thousands of people got saved because of this glorious testimony. The name of the man who was raised from the dead is Daniel Ekichukwu. Well, to connect it now with America, when I saw that, when that man jumped out of the coffin, I jumped to the telephone and called my wife in Frankfurt. It was the 2nd of December. I said, honey, this year we will be in America. And then, you know, that was in the year 2001. So there is already some time passed. But it is a real proven miracle, time-proven miracle, and I can see now the connection. What God did in Africa, in the last 10 years, we had 55 million people complete a decision card in our face-to-face meetings in Nigeria. And this miracle of Daniel jumping out of the coffin, I feel, is the miracle that brings promise to America that God is going to do something here. And no matter how people talk about negative things, I have seen him turn the tables. I have seen him shake whole nations that I thought had rejected the gospel, and extracted people and saved them and put them into his arms. I really feel in my heart that the Lord will do the same with America. And as I said to some other people, I have seen God, do it once. God, do it once. And that has given me incurable faith for America. And I don't want to be cured.
That's amazing, because the years that you've preached, and you've been into several countries, and where they didn't know the gospel, and even some of them, and the impact that you had, how much more impact can you have in a country who was birthed from the gospel, and that yeah. It's in their hearts. So when I go to Kenya and I go minister there, and the people that I minister to are mostly the backslidden. I'm not bringing the gospel to them for the first time. They're just walking in their other way, and they come and they get saved at the conference, which is great. But in America, this is a place that the word of God was preached in every city, every town knew the Lord. So now we're in a generation where it's the people aren't taking it as they used to take it. And it comes back to what you said at the beginning of the show. They need clear gospel. They need clear Christian gospel.
Yes. But, you know, the young generation here in America knows very little about the Bible. There have been statistics that a huge percentage of families don't even have a Bible in their rooms.
Wow.
And the children grow up like that. They don't know the most elementary things of the Holy Word of God, of the Bible. So I believe with all of my heart that we have a message for the young people. They are responding. They are responding in Jesus' name. I'm not a young man. I'm 73 years old. But I'm on Facebook, you know, and I have got over 4 million followers on Facebook. I write every day the Word of God on Facebook, and it goes right across the world. And you know what Facebook tells me? Facebook tells me that over 80% of my followers on Facebook are 24 years old and younger. There is hunger for among the young people, and I believe we communicate when we preach the gospel, break the bread of life into small pieces that they don't choke, but that they can eat them.
You know, that is so true. That is so true. When I go and preach at some churches, the churches that are younger really respond to my stories and my scriptures and how I present it. And it's the younger people. They're just taught a different way, and you got to reach them. But there is a hunger. I mean, I can look at it at my son's schools. They're all in high school and in middle school, and I can see that they're kids that go through stuff. They ask them to pray for them because they don't know how to pray, and it's amazing to see how it's just missed. Families and stuff that need the Lord and stuff. Tell us about your book, Raised from the Dead. What should readers expect when they get the book?
That book is unbelievable, because it comes together with a DVD documentary. Somebody had a camera there, and this is so very well documented. So many investigative journalists have tried to tear it to pieces. Nobody has managed. Many of them left with tears in their eyes. It is so authentic. It's real. And that is the reason I've never written about it before. Never, ever written. I always felt I should just wait another year and another year and another year. But now it is here. I'm telling the story of the connection between myself, Africa, and America, why I have faith for America, that in our gospel crusades, from stadium to stadium and from state to state and from coast to coast, Jesus will save very large numbers of people. And then also the actual story, how it all happened. It's a hair raiser. It gives all the glory to God. I take no credit at all. It's Jesus from beginning to end.
Amen. I'm looking at the book right now, and I see a picture of Daniel in his coffin, and that's eerie looking in itself. That's amazing.
Yes.
He's all dressed out. I mean, he was ready, prepared to get buried. Correct? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. The family was not in favor of his wife bringing him to the meeting, but it was his wife that had the faith. She said, I've seen a poster in the city. Reinhard Bonnke is in town. He is an anointed man of God. And she said, that's what she said, if I can only bring the coffin somehow close to him, I believe my husband will live. Because Hebrews 11 says that by faith, women got their dead husbands back. And so she dug in her high heels and hired an ambulance and brought the corpse to the cathedral and insisted that it had to be taken inside. And this is what God has done. Every page is will grip you. It is very well written, and it will bless anyone and give us faith that faith for our own problems, our own needs, and it's on available, of course, on the internet, www.reinhardbonnke.com. I can only say it's dynamite.
Amen. Well, it's an amazing testimony. I've read the book and I loved it. Whitaker sent me a copy over the holidays, and it was my book, my go-to book, just to read before I went to go preach on faith. it encouraged me. And Brother Reinhardt, I got to tell you, I love the Full Flame series. Oh my gosh. I love it. You know, you taught me something so much. So you taught me well through the whole thing, but one thing that really captivated me on the Full Flame was when you said, what you preach is what you get. If you preach on faith, you get faith. You preach on finances, you get finance. You preach on healings, you get healings. And that shaped my ministry. You really shaped my ministry from that day. And I'm actually writing a book called Igniter of Faith, and just about how to ignite the air for people to have miracles. And Whitaker actually picked it up as well. So,
wow, I'm blessed to hear that. I'm so blessed to hear that.
So you're encouraging me. And I tell you, a lot of young people listen to our show as well. So we got about 4 or 5 minutes left. If you just want to talk to them, they have their cell phones out right now. They have their iPads out. They have their mobile devices, and they're listening to the broadcast on these servers that we have, and they can pull them from anywhere in the world. And what message do you have for those young people?
Well, I would say that just a second. I want to say that when people who forever seek the will of God are overrun by those who do the will of God. I say that again. Those who forever seek the will of God are overrun by those who do the will of God. God looks for people who do the will of God, who get going and not just keep learning. We are not learning forever. We learn for a purpose. And when we have passed the exam, we should do what we have learned. And Jesus will be with us for sure. You know, Jesus gave us one promise. It is totally unsolicited. It is totally unilateral. How shall I put it? He said, I am with you always. There's no condition. He doesn't say, I'm with you always if you are doing well. He says, I am with you always, even if you are downhearted, even if you are despaired. I am with you. And that means that he will never leave you. You never need to ask Jesus to please come, because he never leaves you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that wonderful? This changed my life. It also changed my ministry. I used to pray half of my life, Lord Jesus, please come into this meeting. Please come into this meeting. And then one day I woke up. I said, what? He is with me always. Only somebody not right in his head will plead with someone to please come who's never left.
Amen.
You see, so Jesus said, I'm with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Throw yourself into the arms of Jesus, and he will be with you and do what you cannot do. That is my word to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. What a perfect way to end the show. And I tell you, if you didn't feel God's anointing touching you, you need to pray harder, because I felt the anointing of God just going through you, brother. And I've read those scriptures many times, but when you say it, I can feel it. I can just feel the Lord talking through you. And it's a pleasure to have you on today's show. And I thank you for making the time, my brother.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Till next time.
Okay. God bless. And we'll talk to you in a little bit about the Skype. All right. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Amen. That was just an amazing, amazing, amazing broadcast. And oh my goodness. Where do you go from here? Welcome back to the show. This is David Yanez. And I'm telling you right now that we are blessed. We actually went up to the hour mark. So I released the pictures or the videos that I made, thanking ever all my sponsors and stuff. That was the late great Reinhard Bonnke. It was such a privilege to spend some time with him and talk with him and just be just doing the things that we do. Amen. And that's not always that you get to speak to someone that has done so much in ministry. Millions and millions of souls coming to the Lord. Millions of healings around the world. And God prepared him, though. He put someone in place when he came to America, and he was just focused on the U.S. He put someone in place that could run his ministry. A young man named Daniel as well. And we covered that on the Skype interview. But guess what? His ministry lives on. Amen. Praise God. Okay, I've put the video out there. It's our premiere of just thanking everybody. Please, if you do watch it, just send a comment back. Let me know that you did. And we're gonna see how God just does the things. There it goes. I was working on the wrong volume thing. If I'm shouting in your ear, I apologize. What I need to finish is my story that I'll say, hey, Wilhelmina, thank you so much for joining. I know we kind of started early because the system scheduled it too early. I hope you got your breakthrough. I hope that God blessed you. In fact, let me tell you, you're just in time. I'm going to finish my story. You can go back and listen to this after I edit the gap that we had. The podcast, Podbean, was just really messing up today, but I was able still to get the show running, and I wasn't going to give up on it. But the software cut off the videos that audios we're trying to play. So I just kept talking, and we have a good clean copy that I don't trust the software. So I have a clean copy on a record deck over here. So it's fine. But this is a test point. And I'm glad you're here. I want you to see this. I want you to see this and I want you to hear this, because this is for you. remember we prayed that prayer about finances, and glad you're here to hear this. I just want to make sure you look right on the writing. Well, that day I prayed that with you guys over the year, and you gals, I prayed that with all of you. And guess what? I had a need, and I told you I had a need. I told you we're trying to raise $10,000 to finish up the year end needs. But there was an important need that I didn't tell you, and I needed to cover it before midnight that night, or I was going to lose something. And I said, Lord, and this is what I was telling you about when we prayed that prayer, it wasn't enough. We need to believe that God has it. And when you believe God has it and you have faith, you don't worry about it. You don't worry about it. You leave it in God's hands and you don't worry about it. You know what? It's like, forget about it. That old saying, yeah, just forget about it. And I was looking at the time. It was 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, nothing came in. 5 o'clock, nothing came in. And I kept looking on the New Year's Eve. And at one point, but the whole day I was like, whatever your will is, Lord. But I went to go and I was cooking or I was doing something. And I went and just, you know, went to the bathroom to go wash up. And I'm washing up and I look at the mirror. And I said, it's okay, God. I'm going to follow your will. If it is your will for me to keep this, then I'll keep it. If it's your will for me not to keep it, then I will just go with what everything happens. And I'm going to leave it in your hands. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to be concerned about it. I'm just going to trust you. That you, Lord, are in total control. I'm not going to ask for it from anyone. I'm just going to believe. I'm going to believe that it's here, Lord. And I trust you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I said, you got this, Lord. So we went on. We had dinner. My son bought the whole family Chinese food. So I went to go pick it up. Came back. Had to run back because they forgot something. Like an hour later, went and got the thing that they forgot. And guess what? I forgot about that thing. That need. I just left it alone and said, if it happens by midnight, it happens by midnight. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And I just said, okay, no problem. I'm just going to keep believing God's doing this. And guess what? Well, I went and believed and I just watched television. I just relaxed. It wasn't overbearing on me. It wasn't holding me down. It wasn't suffocating me. I said, it's in God's hands. I just didn't even look at my phone. We're watching some series we're watching, me and the family. And I browsed down I looked at my phone just to check the time or check something. And I had an alert. Someone donated. Someone donated and moved that meter from $25 to $3,025 online. And that was something that came in the nick of time. But it was an hour in there before I even noticed it. So I went and paid everything I had to pay real quick. And I tell you what, God is good. And I think we owe one of these for that happening. Hallelujah. Now remember, every time someone donates, every time someone sends, whether it's online or in the mail or if it's through any of the apps that we have, you're going to hear that cheer. You can donate at davidyanisministries.com. You can visit any of the pages that we have there has the apps, and I'm going to repost it in a minute that you can give to as well. And we're just going to bless the Lord because it was a good show, even though with all the hiccups and stuff. And I think we just lost our guest. So I have no idea if it's the software or the guest left. I don't know. But we will start finding another software because this is not up to my standards. Podbean, you're not up to my standards. You can't keep a consistent connection on your browser. That's very disturbing for me. But anyway, God bless you. Thank you for listening to the show. You can catch the full broadcast. I'm going to edit the dead time and the complaining and or the criticizing of it. But remember, don't worry. God has this for you. So for faith to operate, you need to step back and not worry about it. We'll have more discussions and stuff on Tuesday. We'll be at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. So whatever Podbeam says, I don't know, because they didn't even schedule it, right? It's 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. All right, God bless you. Thank you for listening to The Midwatch. We'll catch you next time on The Midwatch. Amen. God bless. You can write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. God bless you.